We're keeping silence with our Lord as he rests in the tomb. And in a very special way, Christians throughout different parts of the world have always associated this day with Our Lady grieving for her son, but waiting for her son, as it were, to be born again in the resurrection. The Church keeps silence, but it also celebrates the traditional prayers of the Church through the office of readings, the morning prayer and the prayer of midday, constantly remembering through the Psalms those prayers which looked towards the coming of the Christ, that the Church in anticipation is waiting patiently and in hope and in great faith for the resurrection. So it's a very special moment, and it's a moment really to be lost in our own thoughts and in our own prayers that day, to be able just even for a few moments, a few minutes, to stop and to pause and to think of all the sadness, all the suffering that has passed, but in expectation of all the life that is going to be ours through the resurrection of Christ.
Often when you go into a church on Holy Saturday, you will see that the cross is covered in a purple shroud, that the tabernacle is open and empty. What is the meaning? What are the meanings of these symbols?
Well, the symbols are there just to remind us both of sorrow because of the colour of the cloth, the tabernacle which is left open, to actually bring to our own minds the experience of what it is to feel the emptiness, the lack of God in our lives. And you know, that's a very real emotion that very many people have in their own lives, even very devoted Christians who sometimes feel an absolute emptiness, an absolute abandonment, as it were, by God. This is a very real thing, but God is always present, as we know. Even though the tabernacle is empty, even though the shrouds are purple, even though the churches are empty of ceremonies on this day, it's a reminder to us that God is always there, even if we experience that emptiness. I think in particular, you know, of Blessed Teresa of Calcutta, who captured the world's imagination because of the way that she picked up the lowliest of the low from the gutters of Calcutta and everywhere else in the world too, where subsequently she founded her missions of the Daughters of Charity. But you know, even though she was doing all that, all she felt throughout all of this period was darkness, was emptiness. And yet, her faith was so strong that she did everything out of love of God. Indeed, when is our faith really faith, except in those moments when we have to make an act of faith? It's easy to believe when things are going well, when everything is happy for us, is joyful for us. But in moments of doubt, in moments of uncertainty, in moments of feeling abandoned, in suffering or in approaching death or in knowing that we're terminally ill, to know that, you know, our Lord felt that abandonment on the cross, and to know that his very great followers, his saints, who followed him in their lives as best they can, have also felt that abandonment, that emptiness, that should encourage us to make the great act of faith of turning to him against all the odds, against all our own feelings, but turning to him in faith, knowing that he is the Lord of life.